Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen Amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim As-salatu wa salamu alika ya Rasulallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah As-salatu wa salamu alika ya Nabiyallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, we do hope that you are well. And welcome to this wonderful episode of the Silsila, the Islamic Lifestyle, where we are discussing different aspects that are very important to the life of any Muslim out there. Alhamdulillah, Azawajal, we have covered many very important episodes thus far, many important topics and subjects. I do hope you will stay with us till the end. We are going to discuss some very important facts and factors that affect our lives. But before we get into that, please make good intentions. Remember the famous hadith, Niyatul Mu'mini Khayrum Min Amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. Don't delay. Make those good intentions today. Make them right now that I'm watching the silsila. I'm listening to the silsila of Madani Channel for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal and the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then what I learn, I will try my best to act upon that and to teach others as well. I hope your notebooks are out, your pens are out. Jot down the important Madani pearls of advices, and you can always refer to them at a later stage, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, there are so many benefits and blessings for the fortunate Muslims who recite abundant amounts of durood e paak or salawat or salutations upon the cream of creation, the cause of creation, the owner of Jannah, the knower of the unseen, the intercessor of the ummah, our beloved master, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As it is mentioned in a beautiful narration, that decorate your gatherings by reciting durood or salat upon me. And this durood of yours will be noor, will be light for you on the day of judgment. Subhanallah azza wa jal. If we also want that noor, that light, we also want this privilege, we know what to do. Rather than engaging in unnecessary conversations or useless activities that have no true benefit for us, engage in the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. Engage in salawat and durood paak. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, today we will be touching in brief regarding huququl ibad. As a Muslim, it is my duty, my responsibility to fulfill the rights of other people, whether it be my parents or my spouse, my children or my siblings, my neighbors, my relatives, and fellow Muslims at large. And today, because this topic goes in a lot of detail, we will just highlight a few very important points that we need to start applying in our lives, if we haven't already. Huququl ibad means the rights of the people, because Islam has clearly defined the roles, the responsibilities, the rights, the duties of each member of society. And I'm going to start with the parents, the rights of the parents, and to honor them, to respect them. The glorious Quran has mentioned that we should be obedient to our parents, we should be kind to our parents. In fact, one of the verses of the Holy Quran states that along, and this is included along with the oneness of Allah Azza wa Jal, which means to show us the importance of respecting our parents and being kind and dutiful towards them. Allah Azza wa Jal talks about his oneness Azza wa Jal and his worship as well. And the verse continues in advising us to be kind towards our parents. In Surah Bani Israel, it is mentioned that your Lord has commanded that you worship none but Him and that you be kind towards your parents. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. We all know, we hear this. In fact, it is a hadith-e-paak that your parents are either your heaven or your hell, your Jannah or your Jahannam. This shows that if a person is obedient to their parents, fulfill their rights, and is dutiful and kind towards them, fulfill their needs, be as a source of comfort towards them, then he will attain paradise, Jannah, inshallah azza wa jal. On the other hand, if a child is rude, is disrespectful, is disobedient, and does not fulfill their rights, ignores their feelings or causes them harm, then he is paving his way towards the hellfire, towards Jahannam. We all know that the time that our parents really need our assistance, our support, our help is when they are gone old, in their old age, because they become very, very weak, they become very sometimes irritable. So a lot of patience is needed and kindness, particularly at this stage of their life. Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has mentioned that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said 3 times, may that person be disgraced, may he be disgraced, may he be disgraced. The Sahaba ikram, the honorable companions, alayhim ridwan, said, who, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, listen carefully, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the person whose parents, or one of them, they reach old age, and he does not earn paradise. Meaning, he is not kind-hearted towards them. He is not dutiful towards them. He does not support them, assist them, and help them. That person is disgraced, Allahu Akbar. How many of us we have parents who are advanced in age? It is so unfortunate, because we are so far away from the teachings of Islam, the pure, pristine, and wonderful teachings of Islam. Many Muslims out there have fallen into the trap that one parent or the mother and father, they will look after so many kids, so many children. Okay, nowadays people have less kids, but in them days they would have so many children, sometimes 9, 10, 11 kids, and they would look after them, they would support them, they would help them. But those same parents, when they grow up and they grow old, those children, they can't look after that one parent or both parents. Allahu Akbar. What do? They throw them into the old age home. And many a cases, those same parents are crying. When last my kids, they came to visit me, or they visited just for a few minutes, just for the sake of visiting. Allahu Akbar. Tomorrow, you and I are going to become old. And if we have kids, perhaps they will do that to us. What goes around, comes around. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove the veils from our minds, our eyes, our hearts, and grant us enthusiasm to respect our parents. Be kind and dutiful towards them. Even if our parent is a non-Muslim, still we must maintain the respect, we must still honor them. Yes, we must be obedient to them, but if they command us to do something against Islamic law, then of course we must disobey that. Over and above that, we must respect them, we must obey them and honor them, even if they are non-Muslims. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I just wanted to add that it is mentioned in a narration that the pleasure of the parents is the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Some narrations mention the pleasure of the father is the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, and the displeasure of the father is the displeasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Paradise lies under the feet of your mothers. Allahu Akbar. How am I treating my mother? Ask ourselves this question. Also, hadith mentions the person who kisses the feet of his mother, it is as if he has kissed the doorstep of Jannah, the doorstep of paradise. This is Islamic teachings. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Allahu Akbar. If only we can realize this. For those of us who are complaining that I don't have barakah, I don't have blessings in my rizq, my sustenance, in my income, hadith apart, the summary of which mentions that the person who neglects making dua, does not make dua for his parents, then his rizq, his income is shortened. Not making dua for parents means that the income is shortened, livelihood is shortened. Allahu Akbar. So what is my condition? What is my connection and relationship with my parents? Ask ourselves these hard questions. And if you have a fallout with your parents, pick up the phone. Pick up the phone, contact them, tell them that you apologize, even if it is their mistake. Because we wouldn't want a bad relation with our kids, especially when we grow up and they grow up as well. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jalla, Islam even mentions that siblings must be respected. The sisters, the brothers. In fact, the elder brother, it is mentioned that the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the right of the elder brother upon his younger brother is like the right which a father has upon his children. So let us make our minds. They say, you change your mindset and you change everything. The journey of 1,000 miles begins with the first step. We need to take the first step and fulfill each other's rights by firstly learning what is my right and responsibility as a parent or as a child, as a wife, as a husband, as a neighbor, as a Muslim. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. When it comes to relatives, it is mentioned that one of the people who will be under the shade of the Arsh, the throne of Allah Azza wa Jal, on the Day of Judgment, is that person who treats his relatives with kindness. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. It is mentioned by Sayyidina Asim radiyallahu ta'ala anhu that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever wants a long life, and don't we all want to live long? Don't we all want increase in sustenance? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, whoever wants a long life, do you want a long life? Whoever wants a long life and increase in sustenance, that person will also receive protection against a bad death who fears Allah Azza wa Jal and treats his relatives politely. Yes, my dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, even when it comes to the neighbors, we are told in some ahadith regarding the rights of neighbors. Sahaba Ikram Ali Muridwan, they had mentioned, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam discussed so much about the neighbor and the neighbor's rights that they thought the neighbor will be included in their inheritance. Allahu Akbar. Imagine that. That person who cuts off relations, especially with relatives, that person will not enter paradise. Allahu Akbar. In fact, the summary of hadith mentions, the person who breaks relations will not enter paradise. Back to neighbors. Neighbors, it is mentioned in the summary of a narration that neighbors, some have 3 rights, some have 2, and some have 1. The neighbor who is a Muslim and is a relative has 3 rights. The right of being a Muslim, the right of Islam, the right of being a neighbor, and the right of being a relative. The neighbor who is a Muslim and a neighbor, that neighbor has 2 rights. The right of Islam and the right of being a neighbor. And the neighbor who is not a Muslim has 1 right, and that is the right of being a neighbor. Neighbor is not only on your sides, your left and your right, but the one, the house in front of you, the house behind you as well. In fact, it is mentioned that we have near neighbors and distant neighbors. So those houses which are surrounding your house are your near neighbors. And the distant neighbors, they are the ones in your community, in your society. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. When we talk about spouses, the relationship, the rights and responsibilities between husband and wife, the Glorious Quran mentions, هُنَّ لِبَاسٌ لَكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لِبَاسٌ لَهُمْ, that they are your garments and you are their garments. Allahu Akbar. What a beautiful way of putting it. That a garment, it gives you protection against the elements. So we must protect each other from the outside elements especially. The garment, a clothing, gives you comfort. We must be the comfort of each other, the coolness of each other's eyes. A garment, it shields you. We should shield each other. We should protect each other and conceal each other's mistakes and faults. We all have faults, but rather we conceal. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Maktabatul Madina and the Publications Department of Dawud Islami has a wonderful booklet called Conceiving Faults. I will urge you to obtain this from Maktabatul Madina or download it for free from dawoodislami.net. Read it and you will be inspired to conceal each other's faults. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We all know that nikah is half of iman. And scholars mention the other half comes in learning Islam, practicing Islam, and fulfilling each other's rights. What are some of the benefits of fulfilling each other's rights? It pleases Allah Azza wa Jal. It pleases the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It pleases the people. That person is seen as honorable and dignified, the one who fulfills rights. But it upsets somebody. It displeases and upsets Shaitan, Satan, the cursed and humiliated one. So rather we please Allah Azza wa Jal and displease Shaitan and fulfill each other's rights. But by violating each other's rights, this will lead to a breakdown in the relationship. In most cases out there, especially between husband and wife, because there's not sufficient communication, that politeness is not there, that affection is not there, that compassion is not there, understanding is not there. Therefore, this leads to the breakdown in the marriage. And also, above all, by not fulfilling each other's rights. It is mentioned that if a husband is upset with the wife, or the wife is upset with the husband, there's a very sweet and short wazifa that can be recited. The husband or the wife, or if both can, it will be better. Before sleeping, recite the following 20 times, once through the park, before and after. And inshallah, the disputes, the domestic disputes will disappear. That wazifa is, Ya mani'u, ya mu'ati, ya mani'u, ya mu'ati, ya mani'u, ya mu'ati, 20 times just before sleeping, through the park, once before and after. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Imam Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi has mentioned so many rights of fellow Muslims, of neighbors and others as well, Allahu Akbar, that it's unbelievable that so many of these things that we don't do, we do the opposite. When the person makes a mistake, overlook that mistake. When the person receives something good, then go and congratulate that person. If the person, something bad has happened, then go and give them some support, some moral support. If that person falls ill, go and visit them. If they pass away, attend their janazah salah, attend their bier, and also lower them into the grave. These are some of the rights and responsibilities that we have to fulfill against fellow Muslims. Khwaja Gharib Nawaz rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, the leader of millions of Chishtis, subhanallah azza wa jal, do you know, he cared about the rights of neighbors so much so that if a Muslim neighbor had passed away, he would make it his duty to go and attend the janazah salah. He would go to the graveyard, and when everybody had left, he would still sit there by the qabr, by the grave of that person, and he would make dua of forgiveness for this individual. He would advise the family members. He would pay condolences towards them. And also he would try to uplift them mentally and spiritually as well. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. We all know that the ummah is one body. If one part of the body feels pain, the whole body feels pain. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. But how many of us actually apply this in our lives? Allahu Akbar. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that none of you can become a true believer, a complete believer or a perfect believer until he loves for his brother, his fellow Muslim, what he loves for himself. Allahu Akbar. And a Muslim is he whom other Muslims are safe from his tongue and from his hands to hurt the feelings of a Muslim. Leave verbally or physically or psychologically or mentally to hurt the feelings of a Muslim, it is a major sin. And we will be accountable for this on the day of judgment. When we make salam to each other, salam means peace. It is a greeting, but it's more than a greeting. It's a dua. Assalamu alaykum. May the peace of Allah be upon you. Wa rahmatullahi and the mercy of Allah wa barakatuh and the blessings of Allah. Ulama Ikram mentioned the deeper understanding and meaning of the salam is that you are informing that Muslim, your life, your possession, your wealth, your everything is safe in my custody, is protected. But how many of us really understand it that way? We just make salam, salam, but we end up hurting that Muslim in different ways. And on the Day of Judgment, we will be paying and compensating all those who we hurt or harmed in whichever way with our good deeds, the little good deeds that we have. And if we don't have any good deeds, those people's sins will be dumped on our heads and that person will enter into the hellfire. Allah will protect us. The hellfire, as we speak, it's already created. Jannah, paradise and hell already exist. And criminals who violate people's rights will be thrown into Jahannam. May Allah protect us. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The glorious Quran has mentioned in Surah Al-Buruj, verse 10, translation from Kanzul Iman. Indeed, those who caused hurt to Muslim men and Muslim women and then did not repent, for them is the punishment of hell and for them is the punishment of the fire. Allahu Akbar. In whichever way we harm Muslims or hurt Muslims, they will be that sentence in Jahannam. Allahu Akbar. Our beloved Master Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, whoever safeguards the honor of his Muslim brother in his absence, it is upon the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal to free him from Jahannam. Allah. Look at these simple ways that we can attain paradise. We can be protected against the hellfire through the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal by safeguarding the honor of a Muslim. It is mentioned in a narration that by Sayyidina Mujahid rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, that when a person speaks good about his fellow Muslim, about his Islamic brother, the angels make dua for him. If you speak good about your fellow Muslim, whether you know that person or you don't, angels, the pure angels make dua for you. And they say, may Allah Azza wa Jal grant you the same. But if we speak ill about a fellow Muslim, the same angels, they say, oh human being, oh man, you have revealed his secret. Look at yourself and thank Allah Azza wa Jal for concealing your faults. Allahu Akbar. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Okay, when it comes to even our employees, they have rights and responsibilities. The noblest Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, whoever treats his employees badly will not enter paradise. And ulama have mentioned, show affection towards your workers. This, as some people say that obviously customer is king, but the most important people of your business are your employees. A happy employee is a productive employee. If your employees and workers are happy, they will make your clients, your clientele, your customers happy, and you will be happy. So it's a chain reaction. It starts with you as one who is maybe a director, a manager, even in the homes as well. Your dependents, those who are under your care. Now, how do we fulfill the rights of people? The first thing is that we need to seek the knowledge of what are the rights of my parents? What are the rights of, what are my rights as perhaps maybe a husband? What are the rights of the wife, the rights of the children, the neighbors, my relatives, and my fellow Muslims at large? So seeking this knowledge is necessary for us. And we need to cultivate that sense of responsibility. That yes, I have rights, but I also have responsibility. Each and every individual out there. We must develop the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. Because the believer leads his life between two things. One is fear of Allah Azza wa Jal and hope in the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. So develop that fear. Many of us, we don't have that fear. We fear everything else. We fear the criminals. If we are at home or the lights are out, we hear the door that's creaking and making noise, we get terrified, we get afraid. Maybe there's somebody in the home. Allahu Akbar. What about developing the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal? If we fear Allah Azza wa Jal, then we will not fear anything else. We will not fear creation. Allahu Akbar. Now, it is mentioned by our Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, behaving politely and gracefully towards the people is a sadaqah. It's a charity. It is rewardable. When we are dealing with people, whether in the home, out of the home, at the workplace, etc., as a Muslim, naturally we must be polite. We must be courteous. We must be well-mannered. Alhamdulillah, Azawajal, Maktabatul Madina has also published a wonderful book regarding Islamic manners. I will urge you, read that book, and believe me, if a person wants to reform themselves, this is one of those books that will help that person on the path to reformation and to refine our characters and to bring good qualities in our lives. When you meet a fellow Muslim, one of the rites is that we make salam to that person. When that person makes salam to us, we reply to their salam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Afshu salam baynakum." Spread salam amongst yourselves. And another narration mentions, the person who is first to make salam is free from pride and arrogance. Subhanallah. When that Muslim invites you, then accept the invitation. If that person seeks help, seeks advice, help them, advise them in a good manner. When they sneeze and they praise Allah, Alhamdulillah, reply to their sneezing, Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. When they become sick, go and visit them. When something good has happened, as I mentioned earlier, congratulate them. When the person is in debt, if you are able to assist, assist them. If they need a loan, if you are able to fulfill that loan. And when they pass away, attend the janazah salah. Make dua for them and send Isal al-Sawab. These are some of the ways that we can fulfill each other's rights. Alhamdulillah, Dawud Islami has many madani activities, many facilities and the platform of learning and teaching, teaching and learning. Many courses are available, even online as well. The Fard Ulum course, which is highly encouraged to study, will teach us the absolute basics that every Muslim male and female must have. And part of that is also rights of individuals. So we learn about it, and if we in that environment, what we call the Madani environment, Islamic environment, we will receive that motivation towards practicing for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, for the pleasure of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And of course, Madani channel has so many programs, so many silsilas designed for this, to educate us, to empower us to become sincere, practicing Muslims. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Islam, the way